On this episode, we review Citricos at the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. Today is August 27th, 2021. This is episode 386 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I'm your host, Jeremy Stein, and I am joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. And if you hit that subscribe button, you'll get brand new Main Street Magic episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And then currently on that very same feed, you'll get an episode of Theme Park Shuffle every other week. But if you want even more content, including in-park, resort, at-home live streams, bonus episodes, discounts on Main Street Magic merchandise, and a whole lot more, visit WonderlandCrew.com to check out our Patreon group. And if you head to MSMFriends.com, you'll find deals from some of our partners like Blender's Eyewear, Walter & Rosie Candle Company, Mouse Dining, and Vacation Grocery Delivery. And then finally, if you're getting ready to plan that next Disney Universal vacation, maybe going on a cruise, or you're looking to travel anywhere else in the world that will currently allow you to visit, head to MSMEars.com to learn more about our wonderful travel partner, Melissa Pilgrim, with Ears of Experience. Today, we will be reviewing and talking all about Citricos at the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, but we did take a quick stop right before we got there. And where was that at, Rhonda?
Oh, the Enchanted Rose.
Yeah, we stopped there for place. A drink. Talk a little bit about the Enchanted Rose and our experience prior to our time. We're eating at 5 p.m. Citricos opens at 5 p.m. We arrived to Grand Flo about 5:30 maybe and decided to head up there and grab ourselves a drink. I'm sorry, 4:30, and decided to head upstairs and grab a drink before dinner.
Yes, we did. And we've usually sat in, I guess, the main area where the bar is and everything. And this time we sat what I guess is called the library,
yeah.
Correct? Oh, my goodness. Oh, I love it so much. And I actually asked our awesome waiter, Matt, if they sold, because they have Cogsworth from the live action. They have the Rose. They have Lumiere. They actually have Mrs. Potts.
Mm-hmm.
They do not. An Imagineer made those specifically for Disney, and I cannot buy them. Very sad. But anyways, it
now,
was beautiful.
To be fair, if you could buy them, they would be like in that $1,500 range, I bet, each.
Yeah, and I
might
still buy
them. They're handmade and welded specifically for the Enchanted Rose, along with a proprietary paint color. In these rooms,
right.
That was designed.
I didn't want the paint color.
Well, it's designed specifically for Disney and for Enchanted Rose. You can't go purchase it anywhere.
Yeah, which is kind of neat if you did want the paint color.
It's a beautiful, beautiful color. You went with your vodka water and cranberry splash.
Yep.
And what I've been doing at a lot of these places now, for that kind of maybe first beverage, or if it's going to be our only beverage there, is I've just been asking the recommendation of the waiter or waitress. And I usually say, what do you recommend as far as your vodka drinks?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that that's probably what I'll be drinking, you know, later. So I don't want to mix them up. And Matt recommended the Amour, which is Grey Goose vodka, Pavon Liqueur de France, pear, lemon, Twinings of London, chamomile tea, agave, and rose petal. This is $21, which means Matt is two things. One, he's an outstanding cast member and waiter because he has very good taste in beverages. And two, the guy knows how to sell a $21 drink, which I think is very impressive.
Yeah.
This
was amazing.
This was delicious. Yeah. It was real light. It was refreshing.
Yes.
You can kind of, it has a rose petal floating in it, but you have that light taste of rose and the different, pear and lemon and all. I really enjoyed this. He recommended it to the next table. So he didn't just think like, hey, you know, this guy's going to buy a $21 drink. That's the go-to.
Yes.
And I can totally see why. It's actually under their A Tale of Cocktails. They have different cocktail, you know, lists and levels, I guess. And this was delicious. I would easily get it again.
Yes, I would get it next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very good.
So our table was going to be ready. It was getting close to 5. And so went ahead now. You know, they recommend, and it'll pop up if you have your reservation, and say you can check in now mobile. you know, through the app.
Yes.
And so I went ahead and clicked yes. And I really love the way this goes because we like to check in places in person because we like the interaction, yeah. But I really enjoy the way this runs. So you bring it up, you say, I'm here. Mm-hmm. Basically, you know, here is any special request. You can list any dietary needs, you know, whatever you need to put in there and go ahead and check in. And then it's not like it says go to table 7. You still get to walk in and, you know, be greeted by cast members and a host or hostess and all of that. So mm-hmm. If you have not been to Citricose, of course, this is in the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. It is on the second level. And it is, you pass Victoria and Albert's on the left, mm-hmm. which is still currently closed, and then you walk into Citricose.
Yes.
So it says, dine underneath the lovely London sky in this newly reimagined restaurant inspired by Mary Poppins Returns. So this did just recently reopen. Rhonda, why don't you just run through a couple of our normal bullet points real quick, all about Citricose.
Yes. Well, you already said where it's located. This is American. This is fine/signature dining. This is anywhere from $35 to $59.99 per adult. There is discounts. You do get annual pass holder for 10% off or a Disney Visa for 10%. Of course, dining plans are temporarily unavailable. And then your dining ranges from 5 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Yeah, so we were right on that front end at 5 p.m. because we mm-hmm. had Boo Bash this evening.
Yes.
I have to say Citricose has flown, I think, way under our radar for a long time. Mm-hmm. We've done Narcoossee's, yep. You know, I think comparable in this monorail loop, of course, is California Grill.
Mm-hmm.
I even think the Wave was top of mind in the past. I don't know why Citricose was never really one that we had even made a reservation for or thought about. Until Boo Bash was coming.
Yeah.
And we had our Boo Bash tickets and they announced Citricose will be reopening as this Mary Poppins Returns theme. And I was like, huh, well, maybe that's a good time to go do it, you know, and have dinner prior to Boo Bash. Because we don't want to eat once we get to the Magic Kingdom. And, you know, we want to start the event and all.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked, they had a 5 p.m. I'm like, let's just go ahead and do it. And really didn't have much for expectations. So this menu, which is crafted by Chef Andres Mendoza, it features a combination of Florida local cuisine, but with like a Mediterranean influence.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of local items, and we'll talk some about those in our menu. There is the dress code, but we spoke with Matt prior because
I was very nervous.
We were in our park gear. Yes. I mean, I'm wearing, you know, a Haunted Mansion t-shirt and shorts. I have shoes on. Mm-hmm. I have a hat, which I would have to remove mm-hmm. to go in, technically. You were shorts and a tank top.
Mm-hmm.
And we even asked Matt, like, hey, is she allowed in there? I mean, we've been to fine and signature dining with dress codes before. A lot of times, though, we do go ahead and I'll throw on, like, you know, shorts and a polo, or you might put on a dress.
Yes, I usually do.
Disney knows that you're either coming or going to a park most of the time.
Yeah.
So really what they're looking for is no swimsuits, you know, guys with not wearing hats, no offensive graphic t-shirts.
Right.
You know, things like that. What did Matt say about your tank top? Because it literally lists not permitted are tank tops.
Correct.
Doesn't say for who.
Correct. But he did say if you were wearing the tank top, that would be different.
Yes.
So he said that I was okay and I was very happy. And I was also wearing shoes and not flip-flops.
Yeah.
So closed-toed shoes, because it does, you know, like it just doesn't want you to look like you're coming from the beach, I guess.
Right, yeah.
Or
and,
pool.
You know, and yeah, I mean, they're going to allow you in park gear, and that's fine. I will say, though, what we like to do in these types of places, if we are not coming or going to a park at that moment, you know, straight from the restaurant, then we like to maybe get a little bit more dressed up, maybe throw on the polo
absolutely.
Shirt.
Absolutely.
You put on the dress the way we did for Topolino's the next morning.
Yes, absolutely. And if it wasn't as hot as it was, I would have probably tried to maybe, you know, get a Mary Poppins dress or something mm-hmm. and wear and then almost Disney bound into the parks for Boo Bash. But it just was very, very warm.
Yeah. Of course, reservations are, you know, recommended for this. I would go ahead and get one. I found one very easily. The way that these couple of weeks have been, a lot of dining has reopened. Mm-hmm. Depending on when you are going, we're going to see it start to ramp up at the end of September, beginning of October again. If you're within your 60-day period, and after you hear about Citricoast, you want to dine here, I'd go ahead and look for it and see if you can get it.
Absolutely.
If you can't, you can go to msmfriends.com, click on the mouse dining link, and you can sign up for free, basically, to do a reservation finder through our friends at Mouse Dining.
Oh, awesome.
And they will help you find one in case you can't. Let's talk a little bit about coming in and being seated and walking through to our table with the new decor. What do you think of the Mary Poppins Returns inspired decor? We had not seen Citricoast prior.
Correct.
But we can go ahead and gauge what we've now seen, which is what everybody else is going to see.
Yeah. It was simple, but elegant and gorgeous.
Oh, that's the perfect way to put it.
It was.
Seriously.
It was not in your face. And our waiter, Giovanni and Keith. Keith was actually learning and he's going to be a bartender soon. So they were together and taking care of us and they were outstanding. I mean, this, I don't think could have gone any better with them.
No.
It was just outstanding.
Yeah, they were wonderful. What's so great is as we're walking through, like you said, I think simple but elegant is the way to put this. You know, this is fine signature dining.
He pointed out things.
You know, first of all, there's a beautiful open kitchen.
Yes.
And there's a separate dessert kitchen that is open right next to it.
Mm-hmm.
As we're walking past, he basically points out and, in a sense, introduces us to the chef, yep, Andres,
mm-hmm,
you know, who greets us and all. And as he takes us by some windows near the dessert kitchen area, he points out some props from Mary, yes, Poppins Returns. He points out that the chandeliers are representing her upside down umbrella.
Oh, so
there are light touches in a lot of the upholstery, mm-hmm, that will match her bag, her purse.
Cherry Tree Lane.
Yep, Cherry Tree Lane. So again, nothing like, it's one of those that you can be sat down and you'd look around, I think, for a little bit if you didn't know any better and go, you know what? I think this is Mary Poppins themed and it's not just in your face, which,
right,
I really, really enjoyed, especially when you're looking at a fine dining,
yes,
you know, experience at the Grand Flow. Down to, you know, the white linen tablecloth.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nice and elegant. And you're right, Giovanni was outstanding. Keith was doing a wonderful job, mm-hmm, you know, learning from him and inputting as well and answering questions. In fact, our friend Rachel, and we're going to include her experience a bit. She sent me some info on her experience,
awesome,
because she dined there the next evening. And we said, you got to ask for Giovanni.
Mm-hmm.
His section was unfortunately full. But, and then when we met our new friends, David and Alyssa, sitting at Bar Riva, they were going the night after that, mm-hmm, for their anniversary. And we're like, you got to ask for Giovanni. So I'm not sure if they did. I'll have to message David and see. But he was just that good and heightened what would already turn out to be a great experience to just an absolutely excellent top level experience.
Yes.
Also is Israel is the manager.
Yes.
Right now, Citricoast, we were able to chat with him for a bit, and he knows a lot of our friends over at Riviera,
mm-hmm,
because he had helped in opening Riviera.
Yes.
Then was managing Victorian Albert's.
Yeah.
And sounds like that is where he will be headed back whenever they reopen.
Wow.
So we're talking, again, you know, top level,
yes,
here at Citricoast.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. How about the silverware presentation?
Oh, it was,
if you want to get into that, which I had not seen before. Nothing. I mean, you know, so the table had the white linen and the candle when we sat down.
And your napkin that says Citricoast on it.
Uh-huh. Yep. But nothing else.
Correct.
Until you order at least your appetizer.
Right.
And then what?
And then they bring out this tray, like I guess almost food would be on.
Silverware
is on it. And then they place it very nicely and very professional, I feel like, down,
yeah,
in front of you.
And it's, yeah, I mean, you've got your two forks, your two different spoons, and then your knife, your butter, mm-hmm, knife. And what I love is between every course or entree, they replace everything.
Yes.
You know, I mean, which, I, again, I just, it's one of those little touches that if you're not used to it, you know, if you're used to just taking your fork and just making sure you lick off all the extra stuff from your appetizer before you dig into your meal and, or whatever, you know, I don't know. It's just those little touches that I think are really cool.
Yes, I agree.
So first, you know, they're going to, of course, give you opportunity to look over the menu, ask questions, which they're going to be very, very good at answering.
Yes.
We started with drinks. You continued with your drink.
Yes.
And I went with their cucumber martini.
Yeah. How'd you like that?
I am not big on martinis. Mm-hmm. And I've said in the past, I don't want cucumbers in my drinks.
Well, I don't like. Cucumber I don't wasn't like the in your
cucumber.
Drink.
I don't like it the cucumber. I know I don't like the cucumber water. I just don't. I don't know what it is. It's just weird to me. So why I ordered a cucumber martini, which both words are things that I don't like, is beyond me. It was great. It was delicious.
It was
light, refreshing. Yes. Yep. A hint of cucumber, which mostly came from the ribbon cucumber that was a garnish. With that long toothpick with the pearl on the end.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Yes.
I thought it was wonderful. I think Keith was learning that people will order vodka with flat water and cranberry because he is, you know, training to be a bartender. So I think it was good that he was able to pick up on that, which we call the Stein. Or at least we do. Nobody else does, but we're gonna try and get him there. Talk bread service.
Well, after we ordered our appetizer, he said he'll bring some bread over, and it was like a whole grain bread and then a ciabatta bread, I believe, sliced up nicely. And then help me remember the butter.
Citrus salted butter.
It was really good. It was a citrusy where I think they zested some type of citrus. I don't know if it was lemon or orange over top of some salt with on top of the butter. And I don't know what brand the butter was, but it was very good. And I would like to remake it at home.
Yeah, it's a nice soft butter. And that, like you said, that light citrus flavor, but salt and butter, which we only discovered because, again, I mean, we only started really eating at nice places going to Disney. You know, I mean, we're not the type who literally at home go to like a real fancy steakhouse or things like that usually. It's when we're traveling. And I just remember the first time somebody put like cracked sea salt on butter and it just changed my life.
Yeah.
The whole grain bread was fine, but I wish I'd eaten it first because we ate the ciabatta first and it was just absolutely perfect sliced ciabatta. So this was delicious. We did not have the children with us, but I do want to talk a little bit about the kids menu because a question we get a lot, you know, places like California Grill, Topolino's, we're gonna, you know, we've done their dinner, we're gonna talk about their breakfast here and next week, places like Citricose, these fine dining experiences, it is Disney. The same way that, you know, you can have a bar or lounge and bring your kids. It's Disney. It's fine. It's the same thing with signature fine dining restaurants, right?
Right.
But it doesn't always mean maybe it's a good fit for your kids.
Right.
Sometimes that comes down to it being very fancy or elegant, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that comes down to the food that's offered, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Let's talk first then about a fancy, elegant style for kids. Do you think that this is something that fits in with kids as far as the style of it and all of that?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, because it's Disney.
Yeah.
I would like this to be a date night though, for especially if we had little kids.
Right.
Our kids that are older, I think they would do absolutely great. In fact, they'd probably enjoy dressing up and enjoy having the fancy dinner. But yeah, if I was able to have somehow my kids being watched, that would be great.
So you have younger kids, maybe you're there with your in-laws or your parents or something, then it may be one of those date night opportunities. I agree completely. You know, I certainly don't think anywhere, again, at Disney, kids don't necessarily fit in, but this is certainly on the elegant side. And, you know, for me, I always think of the experience of those around me as well. And if we had a young child who maybe had the potential of interrupting other guest meals who are spending a lot of money because this is an expensive place.
Right.
I kind of think of that sometimes, but certainly if you want to dine here and you don't have someone to watch your kids, bring them.
Oh, absolutely.
It's going to be perfectly fine.
Yeah.
What I really like actually is their kids' menu here, because I think there is probably something for every kid on here, including picky eaters.
Yeah.
Where I have seen some other fine signature dining, even just some regular table service, where you're like, I don't know that my child would eat anything here. There's a shrimp dish. You have a sirloin steak, pasta with marinara.
Mm,
you know, a lot of times pasta with marinara, the girls will order, get the marinara on the side, and they'll get a little side of Parmesan cheese. They have a grilled cheese sandwich, right? You've got grilled chicken breast, mac and cheese, or you can get a cheese and pepperoni pizza.
Well, that sounds like it covers everybody.
I will say, across the board, I think this kid's menu covers more than most restaurants I can think of at Disney that are on a table service to signature dining level, right?
Yeah.
They can get sides like mashed potatoes. They have fresh fruit. You can always get the vanilla or chocolate ice cream sundae as one of your two sides. They've got rice, carrots, broccolini. Maybe our kids would eat the regular broccoli. I don't know, but we did want to chat about that. The girls are joining us for Toledo, which is certainly a wonderful fine dining experience.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be able to get their firsthand thoughts on, again, another elegant restaurant and see how they like it.
Yes.
So we'll bring that to you. All right, let's start with the first course and the appetizer. And we had two different dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the, well, I'll go through the, you want me to read them and you talk about them first?
Whatever.
Okay. So first was the Berkshire pork belly, which comes with bonito and plantain croquette, a salsa verde and jicama for $17. Rachel also had this, and I'll cover her thoughts after we go through ours.
Okay.
And if you don't know what jicama is, I best explain it. It's like
mashed potatoes, right?
No, well, it's like a Mexican root vegetable. It almost has a texture and all of a potato, but it has a little more sweetness of like an apple, maybe.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a potato and an apple came together and made the jicama.
Okay.
But it's very, very good. You cook or you can eat it raw.
Yeah.
What did you think of this dish?
Oh, this is one of the ones that Giovanni recommended.
Yes.
And it was outstanding. Everything was very good. I really enjoyed it. I like the pork belly. It was not too like firm or not too soft. It was perfect, and it was a little crunchy, and so it was just, I thought it was absolutely great.
I thought the croquette was very similar, I think, to the ones that Dahlia Lounge has that we loved so much. And everything else you said is on point with the pork belly was so perfectly cooked. You know, you could cut it with a knife, the edge of the knife. I will say, just like, you know, you said Giovanni recommended the pork belly as we were kind of asking his opinion. If you're cool with it, I highly recommend you ask your waiter or waitress's opinion when you're at these fine and signature restaurants what they recommend. Short of him saying, we have Berkshire pickles with a mayo dipping sauce. Like, I was going to get what he recommended.
Yeah.
And he was spot on in doing so.
Yes.
Salsa verde was a nice little sauce that it laid out on. These are beautiful dishes.
Yes.
The jicama was thin slice and just gave it a little extra crunch. Rachel completely agrees, says the pork belly was perfectly cooked, so tender you could cut it with a fork, and the subtle sweetness of the croquette paired well with the pork belly and the salsa verde sauce.
Awesome.
Next, we had the smoked duck breast. This comes with a fresh tagliatelle pasta, a celery puree, and a duck confit for $18.
This was so good.
Yeah.
This was,
and you know,
honestly,
y'all know me and duck.
This was actually, I personally liked it better than the pork belly, but it was so good. The duck with that bite of fresh pasta and the puree that was the sauce in it. I mean, it was just pretty much perfection to me.
I can't think of a thing I would change about this dish. And what's amazing, so the duck, as Giovanni told us, there's a family in New York that literally raises these ducks.
That's a little sad.
For Disney and Citricus.
Yeah.
I believe it's the Mallard family.
No, it's not.
It could be. No, I don't know. They're the Quackers. Actually, okay. It's Bob and Jill Quacker.
I'm not going to lie. After he told us that, I was a little like, oh, man, I don't want to eat this now.
Why?
I was
they
sad.
Have a, but at least, I mean, they have a good purpose. Like, they probably know from the beginning.
Let's not talk about it. Let's move on.
Okay, but let's go back to this dish. And I will say, first of all, it is including two types of duck, right?
Yes.
You're getting this smoked duck breast, which is thinly sliced and a medium to medium rare, that nice light pink center. You're then getting the pasta, which is more of a thicker ribbon, handmade pasta. And then woven within the pasta is this puree and the shredded duck confit, which of course is duck that's been cooked in its own fat, you know, braised in its own fat that breaks down. Yeah, this was incredible. The pasta is probably right now my favorite pasta on property.
Well, because it was fresh.
Yes, but we've had fresh pasta at some of the other areas, and this was so perfect. Now, the duck confit certainly lended to that.
Yeah.
And having the smoked duck breast there with it, the puree, all that, it was just, every single bite was absolute perfection.
Yes, it was.
I do think the overall flavor profile, I really did enjoy the duck more.
I sure to say, did you like this better than the pork belly?
I think so. What I will say is that if you're sitting down, now we were splitting both of these, of course, and then we're going to plan to each get our own entree.
Yes.
I think that if you were sitting down and saying, you know what, I'm going to get myself an entree. Or I'm sorry, I'm going to get myself an appetizer, myself an entree.
Mm-hmm.
Rhonda's going to get herself an appetizer and herself an entree, and we're not sharing. The pork belly is so perfect based on the size. It is a much smaller portion.
Yeah.
It is much more of an individual portion, where the duck is certainly larger and it's so much richer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll be honest, if they served this as a full entree meal, I would get it.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, I could see making a meal out of some of their appetizers.
Yeah.
You know, some of the other things that they have that you could choose, strawberry salad, both the strawberry salad and the citrus cured hamachi were both highly recommended by Lynn Testa. When I spoke with him last week, I told him we're going to Citrugos. I asked him his recommendations. I apologize, Lynn. I didn't order either of them, but certainly will next time. They have a wild mushroom arancini, which I'm sure you would love.
Yes, that sounded good.
Sweet corn bisque.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, though, that these are the two standouts without even trying the others.
Yes.
And I'd be very hard pressed not to order the duck every single time I go.
Yeah.
And maybe next time I would say, you know what, I'm going to get the corn bisque and I'm going to get the pork belly as like my appetizers, or maybe the hamachi. And for my meal, I'm literally going to order the duck breast and let that be my meal and not have to share it.
Yeah.
I think that's literally how good it was. Next, we're going to move to, before we get into our entrees, they do have enhancements.
Yes.
So a couple of the enhancements they have here are a truffle macaroni and cheese. Now, this is $21. They have grilled marble potatoes. This is $11. Both of our meals were going to come with a potato side, so there was no need for that. And they had a smoked cauliflower for $9. We ended up going, or I chose the smoked cauliflower.
I let you pick everything.
Yes.
I said, babe, go ahead. You've done your research or whatever. So I did not pick.
I'll be honest. I only didn't get the mac and cheese. Well, I mean, it is significantly more expensive. And this dinner is adding up. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
We like to, at any time that we can, try some sort of plant-based vegetarian style dish, which the cauliflower is.
Right.
We had already gone through two appetizers. We were both getting a full entree.
Yes.
We didn't know we were getting dessert, but we knew we were going in to eat some sort of sweetness.
Yes.
So also I'm thinking this will be a much heavier dish on us.
Uh-huh.
So we went with the smoked cauliflower, which includes a green curry, a chili crunch, and a citrus creme fraiche. Again, this is plant-based as an enhancement for $9. What did you think of this?
I really liked it.
It was very good.
I thought it was really good. I like cauliflower anyways. And the smoked, you could totally taste the smoke in it. You could totally taste the green curry chili. And I just thought the whole dish was really good. I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think so too. And it was a lighter enhancement.
Yes.
You know, it was something that was just kind of light and refreshing on your palate. Mm-hmm. Because when we get into ours, we do have some slightly heavier sides and stuff going on. But let's talk about entrees. And I want to touch on what Rachel had. And this is what I think I will want to get next time. Oh. And this also, I've heard a lot of people say is delicious, is the guava barbecued short ribs. Mm. Now, this comes
with
aged cheddar creamy grits. If grits are on a menu, Rachel's getting them. Yum. Much like we normally do. Roasted poblano, cordito slaw, and Brussels sprouts. This is $50.
Wow.
Rachel said she was on the fence about trying these because she's not a fan of guava, but her love of short ribs won, so she decided to get it and was so glad she did. She said the short ribs were cooked wonderfully. They're very tender, and the guava sauce is not overpowering, and the slight sweetness partners well with the short ribs.
Awesome.
This is selling me. On to the grits. Again, Rachel loves grits. Her and I talk about grits or shrimp and grits and where to get them on property probably once a week or so.
Nice.
I feel like. She said that they were some of the best she's had on property.
What?
Creamy, almost had a hint of smokiness to them. She could eat bowls and bowls of these. The roasted poblano, the slaw, and Brussels sprouts were also good choices to pair with the dish. She gives this a 10 out of 10.
Wow.
She did breakfast at The Wave, which is at California Grill, and had grits there. And one conversation we were having while we were texting was that, first of all, it's amazing. You know, you can get grits at so many places on Disney property. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are in Florida. We're in the South. No two grits are ever alike.
I agree.
And that's one thing I love. Here she's, you know, talking about one that has this hint of smokiness,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's pairing with these guava barbecued short ribs and the Brussels sprouts and the slaw. So I love the fact that grits are different across the board,
mm-hmm.
which makes you want to order them again and again.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, because you always are interested to see what they're like.
Absolutely.
Next, we'll move on to my dish, which is the butter poached Florida cobia. I'm sold at cobia.
Yep.
I can't see Kobe on a menu and not get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's mashed, comes with mashed fingerling potatoes, grilled asparagus, local mushrooms, and grapefruit beurre blanc for $42. Kobe is a very native to Florida off the coast, line caught fish.
Right.
You go way out for these, usually around where you're looking for mahi.
Mm-hmm.
I discovered this fish like over a decade ago when our friend, took us out. Me and one of my best friends, Matt, was here. He took us out on his boat, and Matt brought up this big, beautiful black fish. I'm like, what is that thing? Because we were out there trying to get like mahi. We got some snapper and amberjack and all. And Danny's like, that's a cobia. I'm like, I've never heard of it. You know, so used to stuff like mahi and farm raised stuff,
right.
like catfish, tilapia. We went back, filleted it up. I cooked it that night in a pan with a little butter, and I was like, I am sold. Mm-hmm. This is what we had at Cinderella's Royal Table for dinner the first time we ever ate there many years ago. So if it's on a menu, I get it. If I ever walk by and Publix happens to have it, I get it.
Yep.
It is a firm fish, very light in flavor, very similar to mahi if you've had it. If you are someone who is says, I don't like fish,
mm-hmm.
because you've normally had stuff like tilapia and catfish, which nothing wrong with them, but they certainly have a fishier flavor.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, cobia or mahi are the way to try fish to see if you truly do or don't like it.
Right.
And if you don't like either of these two, then you don't like fish. So don't ever order it again. But this was perfect. The mashed fingerling potatoes still had the skin on,
mm-hmm.
and it was a chunky mash.
Yeah.
So it had this good texture and bite to it. Very buttery. Grilled asparagus. I love asparagus,
mm-hmm.
but it often can be cooked to a point where it's very stringy.
Right. What'd you think?
This was cooked perfect. Awesome. This was very light knife cut asparagus,
nice.
Right? Very flavorful. I like the thinner asparagus. This had mushrooms on it.
Yeah. Did you eat them?
Not tonight. We'll talk later about another meal. But you could taste the flavor of these mushrooms, and it didn't have that overpowering earthy flavor
I
often get from it.
Yeah.
And this grapefruit beurre blanc went with this cobia unbelievably. And
awesome.
The cobia cooked perfectly. It's two small pieces, about an inch by inch squared and probably 4 inches, 5 inches long.
Right.
Two of those pieces perfectly crusted and seared on the outside. Everything about this dish was perfection to me. I would honestly give it a 10 out of 10.
Wow. Okay.
let's move on to you.
Yes.
In the oat grilled filet mignon. Yep. Potato puree, broccolini, cipollini, and a bordelaise sauce for $54.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm so sorry, Lynn. He had said the chicken roulade is outstanding.
Oh, and you were going to order me
I was going to order that for you. And then I'm just like,
but
we're
you saw
here,
the filet.
And there's a filet. And this is outside of Le Cellier. I think we're getting pretty close to having every filet, big time filet on property.
Okay.
What did you think of this?
Oh, well, first we got it medium rare.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a perfect medium rare. And it was amazing. It tasted the bordelaise sauce with it. It was perfect again. Like, of course, just the beef by itself was great. The broccolini was great. The mash, like the, what is that called? The cipollini.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're calling it, well, they're calling it a potato puree as your mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
But it's, the cipollini is like a, it's a onion style. It's style of onion. That was
oh, that's what I ate with it too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
yep.
I ate that by itself too, and that was like a red wine, like glazed. Like that's where I tasted the onions. Yes, yeah, and the potato puree. Everything by itself was amazing, and then every bite together was fantastic as well. It was just, I mean, you've had all the steaks. I've tasted them. I think this one was my favorite across property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
10 out of 10.
You know, I agree with your whole, you know, everything you've just said, your whole review of that dish was so good. The steak had the nice sear on the outside, mm-hmm. perfectly cooked on the inside. I would still, for me personally, I still think Topolino's is my number one steak at dinner time. This could probably battle out close for a number two.
Okay.
I loved, I actually think it would beat Cali Grill's filet, but I loved, Cali Grill's bison tenderloin. Mm,
okay.
Which I know isn't the same, but I still put that up there with some of the best like meats that we've had. The one thing that I found, you know, two things actually that I found. We've said, and they're cooking this oak grilled filet over a fire.
Oh yeah.
There's similar smokes going on. We've talked about the smoky cauliflower, you know, the smoky grits, one thing they did so well is the smokiness is not overpowering, right?
Oh, absolutely.
We loved Big Fire Grill at City Walk, right?
Yes.
But you better like the taste of smoke.
Yes.
If you don't like that true taste of smoke and fire, you are not going to like Big Fire Grill.
Yeah.
Everything is infused with it and it's heavy.
Yeah.
Here, there's such a subtle smoke flavor to everything
mm-hmm.
that it does taste like it was, and it is, overcooked over that open flame, but without being overpowering.
Right.
Number two, salt.
Yeah.
This restaurant, from beginning to end, and everything that we ate, has the best usage of salt I've had anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, there's the salt from the salted butter to the salt on the outside of the cobia and the crust on the pork belly, the crust on the steak.
Yeah.
There's such an artful mastery, I think, to using salt properly in dishes and the way you salt it throughout and finishing it with salt. It brings out so much flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it did for every single thing, from the potatoes to the vegetables to mm-hmm. the sauces.
Yeah.
All
of
it.
I agree.
Unbelievable use of salt. So bravo. Giovanni came back and said, you know, are you guys looking for dessert? And we're like, honestly, we're going to Boo Bash. We know that there's treats there. We know we're trick-or-treating. What do you have?
Well, and you know, he asked for a dessert menu. And I was like, you know what? The only thing that I'm like, we love and we try to get to is a creme brulee.
Yeah.
And a lot of places will, some places like this. So he said what we have is a orange blossom flan. That's kind of like a creme brulee because it's got the sugar mm-hmm. fired on top. So this is a blood orange gel, an orange scented shortbread, and orange blossom honey drizzle fruit for $13. And I almost thought, okay, this is going to be a lot of orange, and I thought this is going to be, but this was absolute perfection with the dinner because of how refreshing and light it was. It was almost like an after dinner mint.
Yeah.
It was it was just perfect.
Yeah. No, that you're right. And, you know, blood oranges are grown locally.
Mm-hmm.
Again, all the citrus that's being used is grown locally. The honey, all of that. I agree. I'm like, this might be a little too orange over the top mm-hmm. flavor. And it's a flan, which I'm okay with, but I don't always love. This was such an incredible recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other things we could have chose were there's an apple rose, which is sounds very much kind of like an apple pie, but with some raspberry jam and frozen coconut milk. There's a chocolate torte and there's a blackberry tartelette. Without even trying those, I feel like this is the way to go for every reason you said. First of all,
yeah.
It's a taste of Florida.
Yes.
It's very light. It's very refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
It's good enough size to share after a big meal.
Mm-hmm.
This was to me like a flan, a creme brulee, and a cheesecake kind of all in one with different elements of each. Like I got that bottom shortbread to me reminded me of a cheesecake.
Yeah.
The middle custard portion reminded me of a flan. And then the top crunch of sugar reminded me of the creme brulee.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have these fresh fruits and stuff that are around it, drizzled with the orange blossom honey.
Mm, so good.
I'm so glad we got it.
Yeah,
I'm so glad he recommended it. So again, this is why you ask your server for their recommendations.
Yep.
They know what they're doing. They know what they're talking about.
Yep.
And again, short of you having some sort of allergy where you can't have that dish or just being something you hate, it's so much fun sometimes to go with those recommendations.
Oh, absolutely.
Nicobia was on my mind.
Yeah.
I don't think he could have steered me from the Cobia this trip, but I would 100% sit down next time and say, what else do you recommend? Because you have a tile fish.
Oh.
You've got a rigatoni, which now I would love to try when they're hand-making this pasta. There is a New York strip steak, which is oat-grilled. There's the roulade of chicken as well. So I would love to go next time and say, listen, Cobia and filet mignon aside, what do you recommend? And just get that dish.
Yeah.
Because I would try any of them.
Absolutely.
Do you need to say whether you liked it here or not?
It was outstanding. And I would like to do it again soon. But I'm not sure how soon we would be able to do that.
I would like to do this as like a group dinner with some
That'd
friends.
That'd be fun.
Or yeah, like a double date night type thing or
yes,
something. Go ahead
yes.
and maybe get a little dressed up next time.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
You know, maybe instead of doing pre-dinner drinks at the Enchanted Rose, we do some after dinner and then walk downstairs and catch whatever fireworks are happening at the time.
Yeah.
I think would be really cool. I would rank this restaurant 10 out of 10.
Absolutely.
For me personally, I don't know what your looks like. Topolino's dinner number one, California Grill dinner number two. This is now number three.
Yeah, I'd agree. I'd agree.
And I can't even, just off the top of my head, number four is in the distance a bit. I think that's how good these top three are. And since it's been a while, we've been to Cali Grill. You know, I think the view in that just initial walking out at Cali starts to overtake, but these two could battle it out. Like, what do you think?
Yes, and that's the reason I think Cali would for sure win because of the view and everything. This was really good, and the view's nice.
Mm-hmm.
The food is fantastic. It was great. Yep.
Beginning to end, this was one of those like perfect meals.
Yes.
And I don't know if it was made even more perfect because we didn't really have any expectations. This had flown under our radar for a long, long time.
Yep.
I mean, I remember the moment we were looking at a date night and it was like Citricose or Narcusis. And I'm like, Narcusis, it's on the water and it's, you know, and let's try that. And
we watched the fireworks.
We did.
That was really cool too.
Oh, Narcusis is fabulous.
Yeah.
But man, this just blew my mind.
Yeah.
Like I've been telling everybody about it. So this highly, highly recommend from us. If you have been, would love to hear your experience.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're looking to go. We want to hear about your experience when you do go. If you've never even thought about it, let us know if you're thinking about it now.
Yeah.
You can do all of that in the Main Street Magic community on Facebook or at Main Street Magic on any of our other social channels like mm-hmm. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Again, check out wonderlandcrew.com for our Patreon group. We have a ridiculous list of things coming up, including stuff like a fireworks cruise, renting a cabana at Stormalong Bay, Halloween Horror Nights, Thanksgiving at Fort Wilderness, where Rhonda and I will be camping in a tent. Toledo's coming up. I can't even list everything that's coming up. And if you want to catch all of that live, WonderlandCrew.com is the place to check out our Patreon group. Yeah. Appreciate you guys very much. As long as you're out there, hit subscribe so you can get those new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And we would absolutely love and be so thankful if you could leave us a rating and review.
Because it helps our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World. So they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home.